I've been watching birds for most of my life, and when you learn the name of something, it becomes less mysterious. Common names for birds can create confusion. Some people refer to American goldfinches as wild canaries, and house finches as linnets. These names vary not only from state to state, but also country to country. For example, two birds are commonly called robins. The one in France is quite different than the one in Virginia. Scientists, however, have created a universal system that allows only one scientific name for each organism. These names consist of two words, a genus and a species, that are usually derived from Latin or ancient Greek. The European robin is Erythrus rubicola, and the American robin is Turdus migratorius. The kids love that one, the migrating turd, but actually turdus is Latin for thrush. To minimize misunderstanding, the American Ornithologists Union decides on exactly one acceptable common name for each bird in our country. This is possible because there are so few species of birds in the U.S., only 800 or so. This wouldn't work with far more numerous plants. In California alone, there's more than 6,000 species. And occasionally, a common name will suddenly change. A marsh hawk becomes a northern harrier. A gallinule becomes a common moorhen. The birds, of course, could care less what humans call them. They are what they are. These name changes, however, aren't arbitrary. When Europeans invaded the New World, they usually assumed they were seeing all new bird species, and so of course they gave them new names. Many years later, ornithologists determined that a gallinule and the moorhen were exactly the same species, and the oldest name has preference. There have to be rules, right? And sometimes birds that were thought to be different species are discovered to be just different forms of the same. Researchers found that the myrtle warbler of the eastern U.S. and the Audubon warbler of the west are exactly the same because they are capable of mating with one another and producing viable offspring. So the two species were lumped into one and both given the same new name, the yellow-rumped warbler. So what's in a name? Quite a bit if you're a bird. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.